Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. You're welcome to another episode on Every Day with Jesus podcast, where our lives are being transformed by the preaching of the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so Bible truths concerning the local church, and we are already rounding off this teaching. Amen. And we're looking at common excuses that people give for not being committed or for not having time to be a part of a sound and healthy local church. Glory to God. A sound and a healthy local church. There are other few excuses that people give apart from the ones that we've seen. There's also the excuse of, I'm an introvert. I'm an introvert. I don't like going to parties. I don't like going, for occasions. I don't like being in the midst of too many people at the same time. I like being into myself. I'm more of an introvert. I like, thinking on my own and all that. I don't just want to belong to a group. I like keeping to myself. Well, the believer must first realize that God made us all. Amen. And the one who made us all is the one that has recommended to us that we find ourselves in a local church. Amen. You see, rather than owning tags by the world, you don't find the Bible talking about introverts, extroverts. I know this offends a lot of Christians, but the truth is you don't find the Bible talking about these things. You don't find the Bible saying you are an extrovert, you are an introvert. The world has collected data or statistics, both for unbelievers and believers. And then they've classified people based on the flesh. Now, you have the Spirit of God. Amen. Every believer has received the Spirit of God. You see, the truth of the matter is, if I want to go by those natural descriptions too, I could also just say I'm an introvert. Because the truth is, I also don't like going to parties and being in crowded places and all that. But I broke free from all those things because of the gospel. Amen. I began to enjoy being in the midst of people. Deliberately break out of that shell. Because I know that God does not in any way give excuses or make excuses for people who don't like being in the company of many people. No, there's no excuse like that in scriptures. Hallelujah. More so, if you are going to fulfill the ministry of Christ, you can't be acting like an introvert like the world describes it. Ministry involves being a preacher of the gospel. It involves sharing your faith with people. That means you're going to strike conversations with strangers on a regular basis. So rather than talk about being an introvert or extrovert, let's talk about being in Christ. Hallelujah. Being in Christ. Let's talk about putting on the new man and walking in the realities of the new man. Let's talk about our common identity, which is the Spirit. 1 Corinthians in chapter 12. So that should not be an excuse. You don't like being in the crowd. You like keeping to yourself and all those things. You need to break out of that shell. And I trust God. I believe God for you, that you'll find the strength, you'll find growth, you'll find nourishment, you'll find all that you need to break out of that shell. I'm telling you this from my own personal experiences too, that, I could just have owned that tag. I mean, I can be indoors all the year. People who live with me know this. I can be alone. Do you get? But when it comes to the work of ministry, when it comes to serving Jesus, when it comes to the church, I mean, I forget all those things. I just break out of that chair. So let's talk about our common identity, that which binds us all together, from which we can draw strength and nourishment and boldness and ability to do all that God demands that we do. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12:13. We all have a common identity. Hallelujah. A common identity, and that identity is the Spirit. Praise God. That identity is the Spirit. So we must allow all that is in the flesh, all the classifications classifications and groups and classes in the flesh, we must subject all that to the Spirit of God. Allow the Spirit of God take charge of your emotions, take charge of your temperament, in quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, And I'll read verse 13. We have a common identity. 1 Corinthians 12:13, Bible says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many." So you see, it says that we all have been baptized into the body of Christ by one Spirit. So there's a common identity, the Spirit of God. Now, in the same context, it now says, "In fact, the body is not one member, but many." So, as we were baptized into the body, we have to function in the body. Praise God. So, you don't say, "I'm an introvert," or I'm this and that. I don't like being in gatherings. I don't like being in assemblies. I just like to keep to myself. No, you were baptized into the body. Praise God. Verse 12 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many and one body, so also is Christ." So it's talking about the fact that we were baptized, we were called into one body. Glory to God. And we are to function in that one body. Amen. So you can't be isolated on the grounds of being an introvert. You must learn how to break out of such a shell. It's going to limit you. You must own your identity in Christ. You have the Spirit of God and you can relate with many people. You can always subject your wanting to be alone. You can always subject it to the Spirit of God. Amen. You can break out of that shell when it comes to spiritual things and, you know, mingling with the saints and enjoying the company of believers. Glory to God. Now, look at this also. Ephesians in chapter 4. So you see that we are in the body. All of us have been called into the body by one Spirit. So there will never be a time when you'll be justified to stay away or to isolate yourself from the body. We were baptized into the body, and the body is not one member. It's many members functioning interdependently. Ephesians in chapter 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 4, and I'll read from verse 15. "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together." Have you seen? The whole body is joined and knit together. The whole body is joined and knit together. Hallelujah. The whole body is joined and knit together. There's no room for isolation. There's no room for wanting to keep to yourself. We are joined and knit together. It now says, "By what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." So you see, there has to be a mutual contribution, a mutual supply of every member of the body of Christ. So you are in the body. Don't forget that. You are in the body. From verse 1, Ephesians 4. He says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Hallelujah. We were called into one Spirit. There is, verse 4, "There is one body and one Spirit." We're called in one hope of our calling. So there will never be a time when you are alone and you say you don't need the gathering of the saints and you are the church. Amen. No single individual is the church. You are a member of the body of Christ. You are a part of the church of Christ, but you are not the church. Hallelujah. You are only a member of the body. Glory to God. We all collectively make the church. And we collectively make also the local church. Hallelujah. So being an introvert is not an excuse. Learn to break out of that shell and be a part of a sound and healthy local church. Hallelujah. Another excuse is I don't want to be offended by anybody. I don't want to offend people. Church is a place today where people just do all kinds of things. People even do things that, you know, are so scary. They're just like the world. You find believers that are gossiping, believers that are backbiting, believers, and then, you know, the list is endless. Amen. And that's your reason for not wanting to be a part of a local church where you are also in disobedience and you're in error. as long as we are on the face of the earth, we would always have reasons to forgive ourselves. There will be offenses, there will be wrongs. So not wanting to be a part of a local church because you don't want to be offended is funny. In the world, you are going to be offended. You don't want to be a part of a local church, but you are a part of a business organization. You work in a firm or a company, and they are going to offend you there. You take it. Amen. You take it, you iron things out, you sort things out, you move on, you mend relationships, you forgive yourselves, you continue, but you don't want to be a part of a church because of the same reason. Hallelujah. You don't want to be a part of the church because you don't want to be offended, but you brought bosses to your workplace. You interact with all kinds of people, all kinds of relationships where offense are bound to, you know, happen or surface. And then you are coping well and bearing with those things. So what's the difference? Amen. Or you assume that church is meant to be a place where everybody is perfect in their actions and conduct. Well, if the church is a place like that, then you would not be welcome. Hallelujah. Reason why even you are welcome in the church is because the church is not a place where people have perfect conduct and attitude, where people have no flaws. No. Men are growing in the knowledge of Christ. Men are going to grow from one state to another. Some are babies. Some are, you know, maturing. You know, do you understand? So there's bound to be offenses. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, that's the reason why Paul counsels or gives admonition that we learn to forgive ourselves. And that's because offenses will come. Praise God. Offenses will come. And sometimes it's not even that people are trying to offend you. It's just that as humans, sometimes you get to offend people even without planning to offend them. Praise God. I mean, how do you explain somebody who doesn't call you on your birthday, your church members together, you roll together, and some way, somehow, just forget your birthday. Every other person was celebrating you, talking about you, you know, showering you with praises. And then you're just looking forward to his own post or status, and then the day just goes by without him calling. And I mean, that's gone. And then does not even remember. You're even the person to, you know, call his attention to it the next time you meet. And then the person says, oh, wow, I totally forgot, you know. So things happen, actually. Amen. So people will offend you. You also offend people even without planning to offend them. Hallelujah. Without planning to. I've had cases of people who said, you know, I've been greeting the guy. Each time I greet him, he will not listen. Amen. Unknown to them, the person unknown to such folks, the people they claim to be greeting sometimes, maybe, they are lost in thought. Hallelujah. Maybe they were just lost in thought, or, you know, they are just, sometimes people even have ear trouble and you don't even know. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in Ghana that there used to be this guy, and then I'll greet him, he won't answer, he won't say anything, he won't respond. I kept greeting him like that till a point where he began to respond. And then one day I found out that he had been nursing an ear trouble and he had been treating it silently and all that. Do you get what we are saying here? I mean, I could have taken offense and said, you know, this guy just snobs people. He's just a snob and all that. You know, you don't know what people are dealing with. So as humans, sometimes we get to offend others even without planning to offend them. Amen. So offenses will come. So Paul says we should learn to forgive. Amen. And then he's not writing to pagans, he's writing to Christians, because we offend ourselves. Hallelujah. So the idea of not wanting to be a part of a local church because you don't want to be offended is funny. That's selfish. Amen. That's selfish. You are all about self-preservation. You don't want to be offended. You don't. It's all about you. Praise God. You must rather learn to be offended and learn to forgive. Hallelujah. You must learn to forgive. Look at this now. Ephesians in chapter 4. Paul gives instruction, we must learn to forgive ourselves, and that's the way to sustain relationships. Ephesians in chapter 4, hallelujah. And I'll read from verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiving one another, be tender-hearted. Amen. Be tender-hearted. Do you know what it means to be tender-hearted? Praise God. People who find it difficult to forgive others. You must plead, beg them, cajole them. Write an epistle, oh God, and they'll still be there. Hallelujah. They'll still be there. Just look. But when you are tender hearted, your heart is tender. Hallelujah. You are full of compassion. So it's difficult to walk in malice and envy towards people because you have a tender heart. Amen. You have a tender heart. Your heart is not, your heart is not, I don't know what you want to use now. I don't want to say you're not stiff-necked. Hallelujah. Now, look at Colossians also. So we are counseled, we are given instruction to forgive ourselves because offenses will abound. Ephesians, and sorry, Colossians rather, in chapter 3. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3. This is very, very important. We must learn to forgive rather than stay away from the local church so as not to be offended. We must be a part of the local church and learn to forgive others when we are offended. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Glory to God. Colossians and chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. Have you seen that? Bearing with one another. That's because in relating with people, you are going to have to bear with them. Amen. You'll have to endure and cope with their flaws. Hallelujah. Bible says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Amen. So I don't want to be a part of a local church because I don't want anybody to offend me. And I don't want to offend anybody. No, you would offend us. And would also offend you. And then we are to learn to bear with ourselves and forgive. Praise God. Now, lastly today, I'm going to address another excuse. Excuse of, I don't want to be manipulated by the leadership. Praise God. Of course, the concern is legitimate for many. Amen. You don't want to dismiss it and say, oh, who is manipulating? Well, no, there are people who are given to manipulations in the body of Christ. And I've seen that firsthand. Amen. So it's possible. It happens. However, that is not a reason to stay away from a local church. Hallelujah. So you are meant to keep looking for a sound and a healthy local church. Look for a place where there are no manipulations. Look for a place where there is no manipulation. And when I say manipulation, I'm not talking about the church controlling the activities of men or, you know, controlling how people live their lives. The Bible does authorize leaders to do that, to check you, to charge you, to admonish you, to control your actions. And all. I mean, the local church is for order. There can't be order without control and all that. So that's a given. However, I'm talking about manipulation, people going beyond their jurisdiction. Amen. Going beyond their authority in the gospel. Amen. When I begin to try to choose who you must marry, when I begin to try to determine, do you get just unnecessary things? I think I've addressed this earlier in the series. So you know when you are being manipulated. When the church needs money, there's a way we psych you, we talk about money, we manipulate you to drop your money, drop your salary, you know, all kinds of toxic activities. I know this happens in different places. However, that should not be a reason to stay away from the local church. There are many churches, sound and healthy local churches, that are void and free of manipulations. Amen. So, look for one and be a part of that. It is for your own good. Amen. You see, the blessedness of being in a local church cannot be overemphasized. It cannot be overemphasized. Men who belong to a sound local church can always testify that it is the game changer in spiritual growth. It is the game changer. If you were growing before meeting a sound and healthy local church, if you joined a sound and healthy local church, you would wonder what you called growth. You wonder why you thought you were growing in the faith without being a part of a sound and a healthy local church. I know what I'm saying. Listen, I'm a very self-motivated person. I can spend time in prayer by myself. I can go length, you know, length of hours in Bible study. I can just vanish and go for a retreat. I've done that at different times, self-motivated. But you know what? My life changed for being a part of a local church. My life changed. Amen. Many of the things I thought I was doing on my own that, you know, were good enough, I learned even how to do them better. praise God. I learned how to study my Bible better. I learned how to pray better. I learned how to even have retreats better, in a better way, because of being a part of a local church. So you can never, as one man, beat the wisdom of God in being a part of a support system designed for your growth and nourishment in the Christian faith. Hallelujah. So I want to implore you again, be a part of a sound and healthy local church. Sound and healthy local church, because unfortunately, not every church around is sound and healthy for your spiritual growth. Praise God. So I'll say it again, that rather than run away from being a part of a healthy and sound local church because you don't want to be manipulated by the leadership, it's better to look for a place where the leadership does not go beyond its authority in the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, for every excuse that people bring forth against the idea of being settled or committed in a local church, all those excuses can all be summed up as human wisdom. God's wisdom stands. It is the local church. Local church. Amen. For discipleship and accountability and order. The local church. Amen. That is wisdom. So all your excuses are human wisdom. All the excuses you can ever think of or come up with right now and in the future would all be classed as human wisdom. The wisdom of God already stands settled and written in the scriptures. The local church. For your growth, accountability, order, discipline, and discipleship. Glory to God. We're going to continue in the next episode. Do good to invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Ghost, full of spiritual songs. And don't forget to be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.